Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever
Is it, though?
It is for the Yankees.
Is one really the loneliest number here in H-Town? Because I think the number one actually has company. Because one is the number that the Astros and Texans need to be focused on heading into the weekend. One win for each of these teams to have championship aspirations, expectations, and hype.
Advance even further.
Astros speaks for itself. You win one game, you're going to the World Series. It's going to begin next Tuesday, and you're going to be going for your second World Series championship in 3 years. That's self-explanatory. The Texans, if they win this game on Sunday against the Colts, they surge up, and we're talking about them as the second-best team in the AFC and a legit contender to, I don't even
I mean, what else I would they need to prove? What else would the Texans need to prove?
Not much.
Yes, you can say, well, they still got to beat the Patriots. Yeah, I understand that.
There's still work to be done in terms of knowing
that they are in the conversation.
Not much.
Right?
They belong in the conversation if they win this game on Sunday.
Absolutely.
And that's why one is not lonely this weekend. One win is the theme of this weekend, and both of the two top teams in this town, the Texans and the Astros, they have a chance to have, I don't want to say franchise-altering wins because the Astros already are what they are, but if the Texans show that they can go out there and win this game in Indianapolis, then we're hesitant to throw out Super Bowl expectations and competing for Super Bowl when you first said it. But if the Texans win this game on Sunday, I think it's beyond fair to say it, and I don't think you'll be alone in saying it. I think national media types will be saying this.
You know, we talked about it this week. I mentioned it this week about how all of a sudden, first time in my life, I feel like they're going to, you know, they're capable. Well, that's going to be everywhere. One is the number for the weekend. The theme for the weekend. One win for the Astros, you're in the World Series. One win for the Texans, you're in the conversation as an absolute contender, undebatable.
Mm-hmm. And I think this is the toughest contest the Texans will face all season. I think this is the hardest game that the Texans will play. And allow me to explain myself. And by the way, we're not even mentioning the fact that Patrick Mahomes got hurt yesterday and he could miss up to a month. So you can actually widen the gap between you and the Chiefs in the coming months because they don't have any cakewalks. And Matt Moore is not going to do the stuff that Pat Mahomes did.
Mm-hmm.
But why this game is going to be so tough for the Texans is because you are coming off that win against the Chiefs. And it's emotional on the road in the NFL. It's hard to win on the road in the NFL, but you went to Kansas City, you won that game, and emotionally there's always somewhat of a letdown or there's an expectation of a letdown, especially for this Texans team when they come off those wins.
Yeah.
So there's that. The Colts, while you were doing this, they had a bye week. So the Colts basically had 2 weeks to prepare for you. They had 2 weeks to get as healthy as they possibly could, and they got to prepare for you. They also know you very well. Frank Reich, they faced the Texans 3 times last season. Now, Andrew Luck was the quarterback then, but they know what you do. They know the tendencies, and they actually kind of had your number last year because they won 2 out of 3 times, and they ended your season. So there's that. You also have to take into account that this Colts team is going to be extremely desperate. And one of the most dangerous teams is a home team that's desperate. The Colts are going to be desperate because if they lose this game, they fall to 3-3, and the Texans at 5-2. They're not in cruise control, but they're in firm control of the AFC South. So you're going to have that. You're going to face a desperate team.
With them coming back to Houston.
You're going to face a rested team, and you're going to face it a week after. So that's why I think this is going to be the toughest one. I know you got to go to Baltimore, but you're going to be coming off your bye week, so you'll be rested then. I know you host the Patriots, but that's going to be at home. And despite the fact the Patriots are 6-0, there are some warts on that team that the Texans might be able to take advantage of.
Yeah.
This is your toughest matchup here. And if the Texans are able to go out there and win this division game in which they're a 1-point underdog, I think it'll be the Texans passing the most difficult test that they have this season.
And they'll, as I said, there'll be no more debate. I mean, because you know, you go in Kansas City and you go into Indianapolis on the heels of some other, you know, really good showings this week, even though you lost in New Orleans, and going into the Chargers before the Chargers were really exposed, you know, and went beating them. Yeah, there won't be a lot more debate. You'll have nothing left. What else do you need one of this weekend?
I need one steak.
One steak.
One steak.
That sounds good.
That's all I want.
I need one really good trout.
I need one steak.
One really good trout. One bourbon, one scotch, one beer, in the words of George Thorogood.
I don't even know who that is, but yeah, sure.
Yeah, that, one else?
Bourbon, one scotch, one beer.
It's a good song.
What is it? What is that like? Is that like his pattern of drinking?
I guess.
He orders a bourbon, a scotch, then a
George
beer.
George Thorogood.
What's the best back and forth drinking?
Oh, yeah. So what's that old saying?
Like, if you're going to mix it up. And
beer to whiskey, styles. Pretty risky, all that stuff. I don't buy into that.
Beer before liquor, never been sicker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only thing I really change up is if I have like a frou-frou drink, I only have one. I've told you this before. Like margarita.
Like even a margarita?
Margarita, I never have more than one margarita. Oh. I'll switch to beer or something else because it's just too sweet. It's too much sugar. It's good. I like the margarita, but after if you have two, then you just feel like you're on a sugar high.
What the hell is wrong with you?
No, I have one margarita and then I go to beer
feel
or
like
something.
You're going in the right direction.
Or something else. No, I'm not. I don't stop drinking. I just have one of the sweet. I don't like the sweet drinks more than one. It's too much. Now, otherwise, I'll go from beer. Usually you go from beer to something stronger, right? Because you start getting a little tipsy and you get full of yourself.
I think the
start
best.
Start feeling it a little bit.
I think the best. I think the number one seed of rotations for me, and I don't drink dark liquor. I just don't.
I don't either. That's
interesting. I don't touch dark liquor. So
I mean, I've had it in drinks, but I'm just not a, yeah.
In the past, I have. But to me, the best rotation you can have is tequila shot, Corona Light. Tequila shot, Corona Light. That rotation to me is ideal. That's my perfect back and forth.
What's the one liquor? I think most people have that.
Southern Comfort.
That brings
Southern
back
Comfort.
A bad memory.
Southern Comfort.
And by bad memory, we all know what I'm talking about.
SoCo.
Hugging that toilet.
100% SoCo.
I will never drink
SoCo
again.
100% SoCo. I would rather take a shot of Everclear and I have in my college days than drink SoCo. Because you used to drink that like bubble gum. Like SoCo, when it first came out, it was the thing. And we had a five shooter.
Yeah.
Like we had a five shooter. Like it was literally five shots. It was about as big as like a pint glass.
Yeah.
And we would just take the five shooters of the SoCo and stuff. Absolutely not. I will throw up if I smell SoCo to the point where it absolutely grosses me out. And that's it. And it's not even like a real hard liquor. Like, but SoCo is. You see me right now. SoCo. Southern Comfort.
So how
hell
bad? How
no?
How drunk were you?
I mean, we just got so hammered on it to where it was my friend Greg Guajardo like was mm-hmm. crawling down the hallway, and this was like when we were home for college, and you were having people over, and my mom was like, "What is this kid doing crawling?" And my mom's sitting there with my friends, and my friend Guajardo's like crawling towards the toilet, and my mom goes, "Is this kid going to throw up or what?" And Guajardo looks behind him and he goes, "You know what? I am going to throw up. I just want you to know that." And he crawls and starts barfing right there in front of us.
Did he hit the toilet?
Yeah, he hit the toilet.
Oh, good.
Yeah, he at least had some manners.
Everybody has one, man. Yeah,
what is yours?
Mine is not necessarily like a brand like that, but one time, oh man, this was bad. One time I used to write like a college football wrap up every Sunday. You know, I would go cover a national college football game, and then you have the college football. But really, that was just notes and stuff from the previous day's game that I would. So I flew home from wherever I was Sunday morning, and there was a block party. There was a block party in my neighborhood, and the neighbors across the street.
Oh no! Don't tell me it's moonshine.
Kind of. So I said, you know, I said I gotta write this thing real quick. And then I'll go out to the block party, and they're like, "No, come on, just have a couple drinks, then you can go ride it." I said, "All right." I said, "I'll just have some sangria," because I figured a glass or two of sangria, no big deal, dude. I found out the next day, it was sangria with Everclear in it.
Oh Lord!
And I had three tumblers.
Oh Lord!
With Everclear, and they're like, "Did you know it had Everclear in it?" I said,
"No,
yeah."
You didn't tell me that.
Not as much as my editors did. I was like,
it was a bad write-up.
I don't even remember it. I mean, I was wasted.
You know the most awkward thing.
But here's the thing: it did run in the paper the next day.
They still run it?
They ran it. Now, they might have cleaned it up a lot.
The editor's like, what the hell is up with Lopez? Whenever someone offers you moonshine, like their homemade moonshine, you can't turn it down. Like, there's nothing, like, there's always that person who has, like, their homemade moonshine, and they're like, well, it's been in the fridge this many times. We put the apples in here and stuff. You can't turn it down, and you always know it's just going to be a crazy night when you hit that moonshine.
I'm getting texts like crazy. We all have one.
Is yours?
Carlos Rossi.
It was a bad day.
Yeah, I drank too much. I can't even look at it now.
The bat phone is lighting up. I got a pina colada. So someone was 15 years old and then got wasted on pina colada. To this day, still cannot drink.
Dude, I'm telling you. You know, I can't drink orange juice.
Really?
Can't.
Is that more because of your...
I was in church. I ate some donuts. I drank some orange juice. I'm never thrown up that bad.
Oh,
my
really?
Mom thought I was just trying to get out.
Mm-hmm.
My mom thought I was just trying to get out, and I was going to go walk around the halls. I was puking. I cannot drink orange juice to this day because of that. But SoCo.
Really?
Oh my God.
I've never heard of that.
Can't
orange
do it. Juice. I mean, I'll drink like a mimosa with its light orange juice, but you know, as far as like a screwdriver or something like that, ain't happening for me. Everybody has it, though.
Oh, my gosh. The listeners have never ceased to amaze.
Someone said Four Loko. Man, Four Lokos were something else, though, when they first came out. You would drink a few of those, and then next thing you know, you're just... Four Lokos, man. Those are something else.
Jaeger. We got a lot of Jaegers.
Jaeger, man. Jaeger used to be... In college, Jaeger was the drink. Like, we would make it a drink. We would make cocktails out of Jaeger.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Jaeger. Yeah, you feel thick.
But everyone has one.
Fat as hell when you have a Jaeger night.
Like, somebody said they got drunk on skinny margaritas and to this day cannot have
skinny
those.
Ritas.
Yeah. Banana Red Mad Dog. Well, you had to have known.
Come on, bro.
You had to have known the Banana Red Mad
on,
Dog
bro.
Was not
going
to be.
You got to get the blue or the green if you're going with the Mad Dog.
Exactly. Zima.
Come on, Zima. Isn't Zima back?
Yeah, Zima's back.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm. Awesome. 713-572-4610.
You know, I still haven't had a White Claw. Ever.
It's good.
I've heard.
No, it's good.
People are all about it.
It's better than Truly for sure. White Claws go hard.
Yeah.
Our guys at the Nuff Said Tailgaters introduced me to White Claws.
Yeah.
Yeah. Marty and his wife, the one who revived the dude
right.
A couple weeks ago. So 713-572-4610. Let's put a bow on this. Let's look ahead to the Astros game tonight. Let's look ahead to the Texans game on Sunday. Let's have a little Friday future tripping. And we're also going to go out to Little Woodrow's Midtown, talk to Clint Sterner, Jeremy Branham, and Wade Smith. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.